This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, as the announcer man had said. And joining me this morning is a new friend, and a hopefully a lifelong friend, Jennifer Villa, the owner of the farm truck at Hein Farm. That's the name we're going with now. We'll get into a little history of the farm truck. It's been a few things. I've seen it. I've bought from it. I've enjoyed it. Jennifer, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going with, you know, the farm truck at Hein Farm. The farm truck is now a permanent fixture at Hein Farm. But give us a little bit of backstory of how you got into this crazy farming world.
It is a crazy farming world. I worked part-time at a farm stand in the summer about 10 years ago. Traffic went by the stand so frequently. I thought, oh, why aren't people stopping? And well, maybe they're too busy and we'll bring the farm to them. So I had a love of antique trucks and kind of was falling into a passion for farming. And I combined the two and became the farm truck, which is a mobile farmer's market on a 1954 Chevy who's named Jesse Jane.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's, yep. So you were doing this before COVID, we could say.
2017 was the first year.
Okay, because that was one of the things I always like to try to find a silver lining on a lot of things, and I think that's one of the silver lining that came out of COVID was people were starting to eat local again, the farm-to-table, farmers markets became popular, and people like started to realize, wow, I can get a tomato grown here and it tastes pretty good. I don't have to go to the grocery store.
Exactly, yep.
So, I mean, it's cool.
That was one of the silver linings.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just cool that you're able to do that. And, like, that whole idea of just bring the farmer's market to the people. Like, that's cool. Like, that's an awesome idea.
Thank you.
So, the truck's now, you know, like, how do we get involved with Hein Farm? Like, how did you become a staple there? Like, give us that backstory now.
So, the truck was on the road June through October for a few years. And we'd go to businesses and events and, you know, have a lot our own produce and other local farms. So we were literally a traveling mobile farmers market. And then COVID hit and nobody was at work, which was most of our stops. And there weren't any events. So I kind of scrambled and made a partnership with Hein Farm here where I was able to rent a little shed and have the truck parked here. So the truck was grounded due to COVID. But it led to being at Hein Farm in Farmington and being able to still supply fresh produce for people during COVID. And then I had the opportunity to buy the farm at the end of 2020, and I did. So I've been here since 2020. And the truck occasionally goes out to events still, but mostly it's a fixture at the farm.
And it's cool, you know, you've brought those events, you used to go to the events, but now you've brought those events back to Hein Farm with you.
Exactly, yep.
So it's kind of like the evolution and the, I don't want to say de-evolution, but the whole, everything comes full circle. And that's one thing that, you know, the whole farming community, you guys have understood this, the full circleness of people realizing they could grow their own produce, you know, buy local, it's much better, it's better for the environment, better for you. So to bring that whole full circle back to Hein Farms, and like you said, the events you guys can do now, like you got a few of them coming up. What's Firefly Fridays about?
Firefly Fridays is a live music series on the farm every Friday in August. So every Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30, we'll have a different band. We'll have a food truck, alcohol vendor. And our Cut Your Own Flower Garden is open. So it's a really beautiful night on the farm, just enjoying music and letting the kids run around and picking flowers and seeing a sunset. So and that's every Friday in August.
So now what do we got for Pick Your Own Flowers?
We have, it just opened, we have a Cut Your Own Flower Garden, which is a nice hillside full of so much colorful flowers, every flower you can imagine. And you can come, and we have different size vases available, and we give you scissors, and you go cut whatever flowers you like.
Oh, that's cool. So you can make your own little bouquet for the table, you know, your kitchen table, your counter at home. And, you know, you don't have to behold to what the big box stores give you. You can make your own. I love that.
And you don't have to arrange it yourself. We have, my mom helps me arrange people. So you don't have to be a floral designer. We can help you with that part. You just have to cut the flowers.
So a guy like me comes and is like, here, I got these. What do I do with them?
We can make magic out of it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. I like that. I went flower picking, ironically, with my boss last year. We were out doing so our morning show does this thing darting across Connecticut, and we were up, and there was a cut-your-own-flower farm down the road, so we went. It was cool. Like, okay, I want more of this one. I can choose more of that flower. Like, ooh, that's new. And I guess the only thing I can say to people that are doing pick-your-own-flowers and making something, choose wisely, like the guy said in Indiana Jones. Like, because you will get way too many flowers for what you can fit them in. But it's nice. You can make a massive bouquet if you would like.
Yeah, we can fit quite a bunch in a vase. So, yeah, pick whatever you want.
So, you know, we've had a very hot, we've just come off another heat wave. Like, how has farming been this? I mean, we've had a lot of rain still. Like, how has the farm reacted to all this?
In general, it's been a pretty decent growing season. We have had a lot of rain. Early on was rough. May was very rainy, and we also have a retail garden center here, so it where we grow all our own vegetables and herbs, and so it rained every Saturday, I think, in April and May, so that was a little tough. But as far as the growing season, so far so good. Well, you know, it's always interesting working with Mother Nature. You never quite know what you're going to get to deal with.
No, she could be moody one week and even moodier the next week, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and throw in the deer and the turkeys, and it's there's always something.
All those varmints on a farm. So coming up August 9th and 10th, it's the 5th annual Summer Farm Festival. So, you know, people, that's one of the things I preach with this show is get out there, visit new places, try something new. Like, what can people, like the 9th and 10th next weekend, what are people looking forward to, and what can they look at doing at the Farm Festival?
So we'll have a lot going on at the Farm Festival. It is, the biggest focus is an art and craft fair where we have over 15, I can't remember now, about 20 local vendors set up that are all handmade items. So it's a really an opportunity to shop local and see lots of vendors. We will have live music. We will have, I believe it's Greenhouse Tavern food truck here. And we'll have the cut your own flowers, plant sales, lots of room for the kids to run around. I think I covered it all.
And one of the things I like, the price. It's a great price.
Yeah, it's free admission. So are Firefly Fridays, free admission.
I mean, you can't go wrong. Everyone's always complaining, you know, if it's weather inflation, we don't get political during this. But, like, if you're looking for something to do with the kids that's cheap, you can have a good time, you can go to the Farm Festival. This is the 5th annual Farm Festival at, you know, the farm truck at Hine Farms, 303 Meadow Road, right here in Farmington. So right up the road from us at the radio station. You can go visit the farm. And like you said, it's the artisans, so it's kind of cool. I like that fact you're bringing the artisans back to the farm, you know, all that, you know, cottage industry type stuff. Now, here's the weird question. I don't know if you can answer this one. Is anyone selling baked goods with any of the things from your farm?
That's a good question. With the stuff from the farm, not yet, but that's a good idea.
Got to get someone on that, because I know you got coming up later this morning. There's the dough pop up, which will be cool on this Sunday at 10, tonight, this morning at 10 a.m. So it's cool that you bring like those, you know, it's things like this that we've done other towns and stuff like that. I've talked to many farms that when they have those events, I think one of the things I always hear, it's the community. Like there's always that community that comes out. Everyone supports each other. You know, it's everyone started making sourdough. I still get to get on that bandwagon. I promise I'm going to do it this winter. I just don't want to be bringing it back and forth from when we're camping. It's a whole nother kid I have to deal with. But sourdough has become a thing. And, you know, always those new little recipes of people are doing pickles or honey. Like honey has become massive. Maple syrup in the fall and the spring.
Yeah.
There's so many things grown here in Connecticut. I think, you know, is that one thing that I feel I wish more people knew, and like I'd love to get your take as a farmer. Like, do you feel and wish more people knew what you can grow right here in Connecticut locally?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so many kids growing up don't even know where their from. They think it comes from a box on the shelf when there's so many farms. And the business has always been a collaboration with other farms. From the start, you know, we carried other farms on our truck. There's no one farm that can grow it all. So, you know, at the store here every day, we have, of course, we have our own produce and flowers. But there's usually, you know, up to 10 different farms represented in our farm stand that's open 6 days a week. And it's open during the events, too. But, you know, so you can, if you've never tasted locally grown, this is the time to taste it. I mean, the selection of what's out there now and in our farm stand that's from grown in Connecticut, it's so delicious. Once you taste some of that stuff, you'll never want to go back to a regular grocery store tomato.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I like about events like this, these festivals, and like going to a farm or a farm stand or the farm truck is you don't know exactly always how to prepare something that you want to try. There's someone you can ask, like, okay, how can I cook this? Here's how I've always cooked, say, summer squash right now. Or this time of the year, everyone's got zucchinis they're trying to give away. You know, yep. What's something different I can try with zucchini or summer squash? Or, you know, I have an abundance of tomatoes. What are those other things that, you know, someone might know how, someone has tried, and get those different recipes and learn how to use the produce in different ways. I always find, I love cooking, so any way I can figure out a way new or a different way to cook something, I'm all for in this situation.
Yeah. My son's 16 and he wants to be a chef. So he's always taking ingredients and whipping up something cool. And we try to have a recipe of the week in the farm stand, but we're always happy to, you know, advise on how to cook. And there's also a lot of variations in vegetables that you might not have heard of. For example, we have golden zucchini, which is a little bit more firmer and butterier than traditional zucchini. And there's, you know, lots of interesting produce out there. So it's a fun chance to try something different.
And yeah, try something different. Like we were just saying earlier, I have yet to see a bush that gives out chicken nuggets, but you can go pick blueberries till your heart content. You can pick strawberries right here locally, and to understand where it's coming from and the work that goes into that pint of blueberries or that summer squash or that little quart of cherry tomatoes that are just so right, red and perfect. And to be able to go where those are coming from, that's something cool.
Yeah. Yep.
And one of the things I also want to touch on, it's coming up, we got a little bit of time, so we got the Farm Festival coming up the 9th and 10th, but chicken stock. We're not talking about the stuff to cook with.
No. We have chickens at the farm. I forgot to mention that. We have some chickens, so the kids always love looking at those too. But a few years back when we were thinking of having a music festival, we were coming up with a name and we have chickens. So it ended up being Chicken Stock, like our own little Woodstock.
That's so cool.
And the chickens are happy to have it named after them, and they dance around with the music. But yeah, Chicken Stock is a one-day music festival. It's September 13th, where there's usually 8 or 9 different local bands, food trucks, beverage truck, cut-your-own flowers, hay rides. And that is our one ticketed event. You get tickets on Eventbrite for Chicken Stock, and it's $25 an adult, $12 a kid, and it's a great time. I mean, it's just so much fun to sit out here all day on a beautiful fall day and hear the music and enjoy the farm.
You can't even go to like a fast food restaurant for that and get entertainment. You get other entertainment, but I mean, wholesome entertainment, shall we say.
And Chicken Stock benefits the Connecticut Farmland Trust, so you're supporting lots of farms when you attend the event.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's, I mean, all these things, you can find them on your Facebook page. It's the Farm Truck at Hein Farm. That's H-E-I-N. The Farm Truck at Hein Farm. Jennifer Villa, the owner, the Farm Truck at Hein Farm, starting with the food truck, the mobile farm market, such a cool thing. I love it. Jennifer, if we can get some people out there to understand that their food and their produce can come from their own backyard, I think we did our job today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I'd love to see more faces out here.
All right. Well, Jennifer Villa, thank you for joining me this morning. It's farms like yours and events like this going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.